Oh my God. Listen, it's Apostle Janita Collins, and we are back together again. I am absolutely excited. Why? Because God is doing such a great work in our lives. If you have been listening and following the teaching that I have been bringing forth, I am the destroyer, that I know that you are ready to go to the next level. What is the next level, you ask? The next level is I am the destroyer, volume 2, and this is part 1. Oh my God, it's not over. You guys know that I had to work to even bring you the fourth part of the last part, right? And I said on that day, I'm not done. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is still dealing with me with bringing this message to you so that you can get free. Listen, the whole point is for freedom to be your portion. The whole point is for freedom to be your portion. Don't you want to get free?
Yes.
Don't you feel like it's time to get free? Listen, we have done enough of our own work. Now it's time to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready too. With that being said, I'm standing on this mere fact that Jesus is the only answer to the ravished soul. Why am I standing on that? Because many of you don't believe that your soul is ravished. So that's why I can't move forward to the next topic that God wants to release through me. I can't go to the next lesson because many of you don't believe that your soul is ravished, and that's the problem with your mind. That's the problem with your spirit. This is why you cannot hold on to your salvation. This is why you can't hold on to truth. But more than anything, this is why you won't allow truth to set you free. Come on today. We say we want to be free, but God's way of setting us free, we don't even want to engage, which is truth. Many of you are still engaged in the little white lie theory. Many of you are still engaged in, well, everybody's doing it, so I might as well do it too theory. Oh, come on here. Am I alone with this thought process? I need you to understand that I'm teaching you because I want you to become the power source that you're called to be. So now, with I Am the Destroyer, Volume 2, the first point that I want to make this morning is that the word must be approached as living power. Come on here. The word must be approached as living power. If you go back to last week, I taught about the word being power and the point of that power. Now, what do I want you to understand today? When the word comes, it doesn't come as information. Many of you are stuck in the word as just information. I hear it, I heard it, I read it, but I'm not implementing it. I'm going to keep staying on that until, listen, the body of Christ begins to implement the word, not just hear it as information, not just repeat it as a source. Oh, come on here. You know how when you write a paper, you got to find your sources. Well, many of you just use the word like it's just a source in your life among all the other sources. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Because when you think about when you have to write a paper, it's mostly about you. And then you're just citing one or two lines to support your idea. But guess what? When you're in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, it's all about his word. And guess what? You don't support his word with your own ideologies and your own ideas. You support his word with his word. You support his kingdom with his word. You support his world with his truth. Oh, I could run this down. Why? I'm here to help you to understand that the word must be approached as living power. Don't you want to be powerful in Christ Jesus? Many of you have picked up other sources and you're powerful in those other sources, but God himself said he will have no other God before him, even if it's you. I just said something right there. Yes, we still have to work on us not being the most powerful source in our own lives. And we must begin to develop the thought process that the word must be approached. In other words, when you approach the scripture, understand that you're approaching it. You're approaching it. You're entering into it as a living power. Oh, come on here. As a living power. You're not sitting there reading it as a lullaby or a story or a backup. No, you better approach the king as the living power that he is. Don't you know his word is him himself? Oh, many of you don't approach the scripture as a power source that is there to deal with you. Many of you don't approach the scripture as, guess what? Oh, let me not get ahead. Let me just walk you through this. When the word comes, it does not come as information. It comes as pure, potent power. Pure, potent power. Pure, potent power. Do you not know? That's why Ezra died. Because approaching the truth of the word any old kind of way can take you out. Oh, come on here. Why? Because it's a living spirit. The word is a living spirit from eternity. And it is pure, it is potent, and it is powerful. Now listen to me and listen to me well. This power is enveloped in truth. This power is enveloped in truth. There is a truth of the word, no lie of the word. So when I taught about the lies we tell and the truth we elude, I was dealing with the fact that you're not dealing with the word as a truth and as a power source. That you think that you can say one thing and do another and that God agrees. But I'm telling you, this power, the word, is enveloped in truth. Truth surrounds the word. Truth guards the word. That's why the word remains. That's why the word is final. You can't change it. That's why in the book of Revelation, he said, do not take or put anything else to my word. It was finalized when it was established. And it was established with eternal power that's pure, that's potent, and powerful. Many of you use other sources. Many of you deal in sorcery. But that power is not pure and it is not potent. It is deadly though, for sure. But God's word is not only a living word, it's an active word and it's a moving word. This power is enveloped in truth. And when truth is presented, guess what? The lie must halt. Oh, come on here. How does all of creation respond to the law and the command of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we who profess or confess to be Christians don't? Because a lie can't stand before the king. Oh, come on here. Are you hearing me today? Are you understanding? We're moving to the next level because the word must be approached as a living power. It's not your sidekick. It's not your sideshow. It's your life source. Oh, come on here. That's why we're called to what? Not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the Father's mouth, from God's mouth. Listen here. From his mouth to our soul, from his mouth to our mind, from his mouth to our spirit. This is how we develop ourselves. The power is enveloped in truth, and when truth is present, the lie must halt. If you have lies running in your life, it's because the truth of the word is not present. Come on here. If you are not willing to work out your soul salvation, it's because you prefer the lie. That's why God said, but listen to me. Listen to me. You are the son of the father of lies, and the truth is not in you. We want to pretend and we want to build up our own story around the word, but I'm going to say it again. The word must be approached as living power, and this power is pure, it's potent, and it's powerful. Mm. And it's also enveloped in truth. And when the truth is present, the lie must halt. The lie must stop. The lie must evaporate. It must disappear. Why? Because it has no place in the presence of truth. What does light have to do with darkness? Oh! I need you to understand this. The word divides truth from trauma in your soul. The word divides truth from trauma in your soul. The word divides truth from the trauma in your mind. Oh, the word divides truth from the trauma in your spirit. Come on here. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Listen to me. That old subscription is supposed to pass away when you begin to read the word, when you begin to believe the word. The word divides truth from trauma. So every trauma that you've ever experienced in your life, the word is designed to begin to divide it from your new created spirit. If there is no division, I need you to understand, it is not because the word doesn't work. It's because you are not working the word. Is that only good to me? I hope it's good to somebody else this morning. Yes. Because the word divides truth from trauma in your soul, in your mind, in your spirit. But guess what? Also in your body. Why do you think we can pray and be healed? Listen to me. My kids call me. I got a headache. At my presence, everything changes. That's the testimony on my life. If I've spoken healing into your life, you best believe healing is working and it works. I have history with God. Come on here, because I believe his word. It's a healing word. I believe his word. It's a delivering word. I believe his word. It's a truthful word. Come on here, and it's alive, and it's moving. And when I send that word to your life and over your life, it's supposed to produce according to pure, potent power. What word are you using? Come on here. Come on. The word establishes your sonship. It establishes your kingly identity. Come on. I need you to understand this, that many of you are approaching the word illegally and incorrectly. And I'm here to correct that action so that you can get truth and get free. The word must be approached as a living power. This is volume 2. We're going to continue from Hebrews 4 and 12, because I need you to understand, for the word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. When you deal with a two-edged sword, it's cutting you as it's cutting everything else. This is why I keep saying, what? You must be the first partaker of the word. You must be the first partaker of truth. Nobody can take my salvation from me, because nobody gave me my salvation. I've worked for my salvation and I'm responsible for my salvation. What are you talking about today, church? Where is your belief system today, church? Your belief system is so far in man that you don't even understand that you have a responsibility to what? Work with that two-edged sword and work out your soul salvation, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. How do you think you're going to be the divider of somebody else's soul and spirit when you're not even working on dividing your own soul and spirit? Oh! I keep preaching the same gospel. Why? Because I do not want you to perish. Scripture says my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Listen to me. This is a word of knowledge. Do not operate in God's kingdom illegally, because it's going to turn on you. Do not call yourself a minister of the gospel and you can't minister to yourself. Do not call yourself a prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ and you can't prophesy to yourself. Do not call yourself an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and you can't what? Deal with yourself. Turn yourself from darkness to light. Come on here. The lies you tell and the truth you elude. You can find that teaching on YouTube, JanitaCollins.live. God's word is living, according to the CEB, active and sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts all the way into us, separating soul from spirit. I already taught last week why that is so important. And I also shined the light on the fact that the reason why many of you are struggling in your walk with Christ is because you never took the time to allow him to separate you from that old soul that's born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and allow him to build you up in your new created spirit. From eternity, your identity should be rooted in Jesus the Christ, not in your natural lineage. And many of you are still fooling around with your natural lineage and calling yourself Christians, and you have never, ever, ever taken on the character of Christ. Because when you take on the character of Christ, it works out your soul salvation. Understand when I say to you that the word must be approached as living power. When I say living, I'm saying that that word is moving. I'm saying that that word is operative. I'm saying that that word is effective. I'm letting you know that the word is active and it is alive. What are you doing? Because I want to know, how can you be dead and alive all in the same breath? Either you are alive in Jesus Christ or you are dead. Come on here. Why? Because I stand on this, and I stand on this alone. God does not kill us. He kills what is not like him, and he revives and bring to life and bring forward what is. The word must be approached as living power. When I say power, I want you to understand that the word is powerful, that it produces according to eternity, that it establishes according to eternity, that it yields according to eternity, that it brings forth according to eternity. Not at any point that I say that it's powerful to bring forth you as you are, as you've been, as man says, as your mama said, as your papa said, as your auntie said. So this is for all of you who is constantly reminding God of what happened to you and all of your trauma and all that somebody said and all that somebody done, and God is still standing there saying, but what did I say about you? Because what I said about you is powerful. Oh, I wish you would understand that when the king speaks of you, he speaks from eternal power. So my question is, why aren't you producing from the position of power? Why aren't you producing from the position of living? I'm alive. I am not dead, because the word is inside of me. And I reject everything that is dead. I no longer agree with death, because salvation is working in me. I no longer agree with dysfunction and disease and disorder. Why? Because now I am under the operative, effective word of God. Jesus, help us today. I think I'm on fire. When you engage the word, your engagement is an eternal move with operational order to establish itself in you. Oh, let me say it again, because I know you don't engage the word understanding. Hold on, I'm entering into the king's world. No. I know that's not how you think. I can tell by how you live. I can tell by how you think God owes you something. He owes you absolutely nothing, because his work was a finished work. He's already given you identity and established you in eternity. It is your job to return to the Father. If it wasn't, then why is there a need for salvation? It's your job to figure out how to work out your soul salvation through the word. When you engage the word, I need you to understand that that engagement is an eternal move. This is why you can't move eternity when you go to pray, because you praying and thinking earthly. God, I need this. God, I want this. God, take this away. God, do this. And he's like, when are you going to come into agreement that it's already done? When are you going to come into agreement and begin to engage me and understand that I've already healed you? Now it's time for you to walk out your healing. Oh, we like to preach it, we like to talk about it, but we do not engage it. Why do I say that? I say that because I need you to understand that this operational order to establish you, listen, is from eternity. Your parents establish you from the earth, but your father, when you begin to say that you are a Christian, that means you have the character of Christ. When you begin to say that you are a Christian, that means that you are born from a different seed. You're no longer the seed of what? Your natural parents, but you are the seed of Christ. And listen, you have a whole new lineage. And that word comes to establish itself in you and then through you in this world. Come on here. Oh, come on. Understand that the word must be approached as living power. And many of you are living, powerless because you are used to sourcing out your power through other things, other gods. You give your power to fear, that's your God. You source your power to anxiety, that's your God. You source your power to other man's opinion, that's your God. But you don't source what you could to God the Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. What? Yeah, that scripture, I'm going to keep repeating it because we can't even get down to dealing with the trespasses because you don't even recognize, listen, and take seriously that your daily bread is a living power. It's a living power. So you ain't even walking in forgiveness because you, listen, you know that you are grabbing hold of the truth of the word when you walk in forgiving yourself first. Oh, Jesus help us. See, I already know the problem with mankind. It's riddled with the works of Satan. Oh, I'll say it again. It's riddled with your earthly father. Because many of you don't want to accept that when you're born in sin and you shaped in iniquity, you born to Satan. To be born into this earth, we are born to Satan. Oh, come on, y'all. Come on. If we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity, scripture is already saying that we are born to be ruled by the way of Satan. And that the only thing that's going to rip us out of his hands is the blood. But when the blood comes, oh, come on here. I need you to understand that truth comes. When the blood comes, I need you to understand that truth presents itself. When the blood comes, I need you to understand that it is living power. It's not play. It's not fake blood like a horror movie. It's the blood of Jesus. And when it comes, it separates. Oh, come on here. When it comes, it's alive. It's active. When it comes, it establishes you. Why do you think they, listen, was marking the doorpost? Marking the doorpost with the blood, saying that this house belonged to Jesus the Christ, God the Father. Don't go up in there. Satan, you have no rights to that property. That property belongs to Jesus the Christ. What am I telling you? I'm telling you that you have markers, and your markers are telling all of creation who you belong to. Wake up, body of Christ. Why? Because I need you to understand that when you engage the word, your engagement is an eternal move with operational order to establish itself in you, then through you in this world. Therefore, come on, you are engaging the Holy of Holies. When you are engaging the word is the Holy of Holies. You are not engaging some black print on white paper. And many of you treat the scripture just like that. It's just some black print on white paper. You don't engage the word as the righteous of righteous. Understand though, that you are now engaging the righteous of righteous. which is why what? You're also engaging the judge of all judges. When you read that word I taught you last week is a professional. It's professionally judging you. You won't be able to say, I didn't know. He's like, no, you read it just in some black words on white paper. You didn't read it as you were engaging me. You didn't read it that you knocked on eternity's door and said, eternity, I need your help. And eternity is responding every time you open up the word. The help is already there because the help is a finished work. Oh, no, no, no. There's no start over. He's not starting his word over. His word is final. And it will not change. And many of you read the word only looking to change your problem, not looking to be the solution to your problem. That's why you read it and you say, Lord, do this for me. Not read it and say, oh, I can do this for myself because I am all powerful. Why? Because I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything not like him must bow down to me. Come on here. When you engage the word, I need you to understand that you are engaging the Lord of all lords. So every one of those demons in your soul is now engaging the Lord, and the Lord is what? Quicker. I mean, quick and sharper. Come on here. The Lord's like, I'm so glad you presented yourself. Let's deal with it. And you know what you do? Now you no longer want to pray. Now you no longer want to worship. Why? Because every time you enter in, the Lord is like, yeah, let's deal with it. Let's handle it. And you don't want to. So now you have no prayer life. You have no worship life. And you do not have the word working for you. Come on, these are choices. Mm-hmm. I need you to understand that when you engage the word, that you are engaging the Lord of all lords and you are engaging the King of all kings. Listen to me. He is the omniscient one. Is he not? Mm-hmm. So why are you engaging him like he's just up there? And when you read his word, he's not present. If you really understand that he's ever present and all knowing, then I want to know, what is this separation separating him from his word? Oh, this is how you begin to mishandle his word. Why? Because you won't allow him to separate you from your trauma. Your trauma is ever present instead of the truth. The truth of the trauma is this, and I'll give it to you again. We all are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. There is not one that eludes that process of life. And if you begin to understand that, you don't make up any more stories about your life. You don't lead by the lie of your life. You lead by the truth of your life, which is, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Come on here. That should be exciting to you. That's the problem. You're not excited about being found, but I am, because I once was lost. But you know what? When I got found, I was like, wait a minute. You mean I don't have to suffer from insomnia? Hold on. You mean I could just turn, listen, I could just tell the truth and you and I still cool? I can tell you the truth, God, and you just gonna lead me to all truth. Oh! I'm gonna tell you the truth, God, and then you gonna lead me to all truth. Oh, come on here. That's why I know you're not dealing with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit can't lead you into all truth. You like your own truth. You like the volume that you've created. You like your own book. You like your own way. You like your own path. Listen to me. He can't bring you to no place sacred because you don't like the Holy of Holies. You don't like him. This is why I say, but you're the fake in the fraud. Because one thing about Jesus the Christ, one thing about the Holy Ghost, one thing about God the Father, he engages those who engage him. So many of you have been in Christendom and you don't like when the whores and the hoes and the pimps and the drug addicts come into the body of Christ. You talking about, look at, they got that grill and they skirt is too short, but they love Jesus. They chasing after Jesus. They know Jesus is real because they was out there struggling in their identity, but they was hearing from God. Oh! And many of you want to sit up there like the Sadducees and the Pharisees. I'm in Christ Jesus. But you ain't hearing from God. So now you want to step on them and put them down and tell them or give them some of your worldly carnal wisdom. And they laughing at you because they smell the lie. They're laughing at you and they know that you're pompous, that you are a fake and a phony and you are far from Christ. Why? Because they living with Christ. They in the church now because God kept them when they was in the world. God was talking to them when they were in the world. And now the most that they can do is thank Jesus and allow Jesus to transform them by his word. I'm one of them. Not a hoe, not a whore, not a pimp, but I was in the world doing worldly things, lost and turned out. And when the word of the Lord came, I ran. When I saw my way out, I grabbed a hole and I chucked the deuces and I'm not looking back. Come on here. Why? Because the word is powerful. It's full of power. I overcame every devil that presented itself in my bloodline and thought that it was going to keep me bound. Ow! Come on here. So you can't get over on me because I'm a real apostle from the Lord Jesus Christ. I eat the word. I am the word. I to be. Why? Because it's the most powerful source. What are you talking about? And if you want to gain power through sorcery, when he pulls you out of that, you should want to gain power by his truth. Come on here. Today. People don't like the way that I minister and they were trying to talk about me, about how, you know, I tell my children everything. That's right. I tell my children about you devils so that they would understand what they're engaging and what I'm engaging. You got that right. Why? It ain't no hidden secret. Why? They have to learn how to fight themselves. See, many of you are so religious and you think you're going to talk about me and put me down, but I'm raising some of the baddest prophets that's walking the face of this earth. Are you kidding me? Strong in their identity and not quick to be swayed. Can you say the same for your fruit? Don't come over here. Don't come over here. Why? Because many of you are so religious that you forgot that you're supposed to be a producer of the word. And everything you touch is supposed to produce the word, not you. Not you. And many of you are so broken and so beat down and so ran down that the only way that you can feel good about yourself is by duking out people who only want God. Because that's what you're doing. But if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. The new creature starts with you. How can you teach anybody how to be a new creature when you still struggling? And I hope that you hear what I'm saying and not what your flesh wants to hear. The word must be approached as living power. I am the destroyer. Understand that is your job. That's your position. I am the destroyer. That must become the marker on your life. I am the destroyer. Not that I prayed, I went to pastor to pray for me. No, I prayed for myself. Not that I went to the prophet to pray. No, I didn't need a word from the prophet because the scripture is prophesying to me about me. When I got on my knees and I began to pray, the Holy Spirit led me to the word and it led me into all truth about what I was dealing with. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that you don't work with your leaders, but I'm saying that is not the only way. You must engage Jesus the Christ for yourself because you only can give an account for yourself. You are not getting into eternity because you are here at Rain Embassy. I'm giving you the direction on how to work out your soul salvation, but you yourself must work out your own soul salvation. Come on here. The word must be approached as living power. The word is an operative establishment bringing forth you. I'll say it again. The word is an operative establishment bringing forth you, your new created spirit, your eternal identity is being birthed through the word. Through the word. We were just sitting around talking about last night how when my daughter was four, how God could speak to her and how she had the nerve to tell me, shh, with the finger and all, shh. God. I was like, whoa. Why? Because I was looking at the young making of a prophet. And she wasn't trying to be disrespectful. She did not want that communication to be interrupted as I was inquiring as to what was going on. So I had to wait for Jesus the Christ, for the Holy Ghost, and for God the Father to get done with her and then engage her. Come on here. How many of you are mature enough to do that with your children? How many of you are fighting for your children not to be under the curse over your life? How many of you are changing every day so that your children don't have to pay for your sins? Oh, come on here. Yeah, it's hot in here. It's hot in here. Why? Because this is the problem with the body of Christ. Always talking about everybody else and not working on its own soul salvation so that it can be better for everybody connected to them. My children receive the benefits of my sanctification. My children receive the benefits of my salvation. What are you talking about? My congregants receive the benefits of my holiness. Receive the benefits of the truth that I live out every day. Come on here. While slaying your congregation because you are so broken in your very selfish soul that everything about your ministry is manipulation. How you gonna get their money? How you gonna keep their mind? How you gonna keep them ensnared? How you gonna keep them entrapped? And how you gonna keep the word of truth from them? So you're not going to touch what God is saying touch. Why? Because that means that you're going to have to engage with those devils and you're going to have to tell them some truths about themselves. And you know that most men will get upset and walk out the church door, which means the dollars go and you're not willing to loose and let go. Oh, come on. Come on here. Wake up, church. Become the bride without spot nor wrinkle. And you will never get there if you don't even want to engage the word as power. The word is powerful to establish your identity, your eternal identity, to destroy. What did I say? When truth shows up, the lie must die. It must halt. It must stop. So therefore, when the word shows up, your eternal identity begins to be birthed forth. And guess what? Your natural identity must stop. It must halt. It can no longer rule and reign over your life. That's why this ministry is called Reign. Why? Because I'm designed to build living epistles to rule and reign over darkness. Don't come here if you don't want to reign over darkness. This is not the place for you. But if you are searching for a place where you can learn of the Lord Jesus Christ and how he operates in you and then through you, then Reign Embassy is the place for you. But if you desire to remain the same, I have nothing for you. Why? Because that is not scriptural. If any man be in Christ Jesus, new, everything's new. What? God's, let's see. God does not play when it comes to growing and learning of him. He is going to separate everything that is not like him. I need you to understand, it is no reason to act like God doesn't know, because he is the all-knowing. He knows everything. I just said that. He's the king of all kings. How can he? He's the lord of all lords. How can't he know everything? He's ruling everything. He's the omniscient one. Is he not?
Yes.
So if that is factual, then I need you to understand, according to Psalms 139 and 14, even before a word is what? On our tongue. It says that you, Lord, know it completely. Come on. Ooh. See, you're not in your word. 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 Because the word is already telling you, wait a minute. I'm the power source. I have power over everything. And if you are mine, if you're my descendant, if you belong to me, then do you not know that you have power over all powers? Come on here, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Grab a hold of your identity. According to Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Come on here. Didn't I talk about this? I talked about being subscribed to the magazine of Born in Sin and Shaped in Iniquity, but also understanding that when you walk into salvation, that you switch out your subscription. that you now are subscribing to what? Life and life more abundantly. Then what am I saying right here? I'm saying, according to Proverbs 15 and 3, the eyes of the Lord are on you. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil in the good. The evil in you, in the good in you, he already is beholding it. So work out your soul salvation so that you're beginning to have more good in you than evil. So that the what? The blood that's over your life is evident that it's working on your behalf. Why? Because you are a producer of more good now than evil against God. Yeah, see, we keep leaving God out of our salvation. But I believe it was David that said, wait a minute, but I sinned against you. See, we keep worrying about man and we're not worrying about God. We keep wondering and believing and thinking on what man has to say and not what this word has to say about you. Because that's about you. This word is going to let you know what? That God's knowledge extends what? To the point that he knows your thoughts. He knows your actions. He knows your past. He knows your present. He knows your future. So why aren't you engaging this power source? Why is this power source just black words on white paper? But you engage in the devil, you engage in your family, you engage in the lies, you engage in the argument, you engage in hell, but you not engage in eternity. Because you're not looking at these words as eternity itself speaking to you about you. Come on here. Wake up. Oh yeah, it's heavy today. Wake up. Why? Because we are going to be the destroyers. We are going to be the ones that destroy our own sin and our own iniquity against our God. We will not be the people that mishandle the one who has set us free, that mishandles the one who has what? Died on our behalf. He does not have to re-die. That's the problem with Catholicism, because those rituals every Sunday during Mass is killing Jesus Christ over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. But he has already shed his blood, and we are a product of the shed blood. He is not shedding his blood again. We don't have to talk to no saint anymore. Rosary. We need this word, and it's powerful, and it works on our behalf. It works in us, and then it works through us. It works in us, and then it works through us. It works in us, and then it works through us. Many of you are fakes and phonies because you want to pretend that it's working through you. You got fake tongues, you got fake deliverance, you got fake heal. Oh, help us, Jesus. Help us to become truthful in our inward parts. According to Psalm 139 and 4, even before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. What is scripture telling us? I stand on this. You must respect that God already knows even the things that we don't speak. He knows our unspoken thoughts. And many of you are walking around religiously. I ain't gonna say that. The things you need to talk about, you won't. But you're so busy talking about things that don't matter, that won't help you get free. What is the point of having a support system called your brother if you're not going to confess your sins? If you're not going to be held accountable? If you're not willing to allow your brother to help you to work out your soul salvation? You want to do it alone. You want to do it under the rug because it's not under the blood. Why? I stand on this. God has an operational system. And when you try and usurp his system, when you try and bypass his system, you're playing yourself. You're not playing God. You're going to end up in hell with all of your secrets. You're not going to end up in eternity because he can't help you because you didn't ask for help. You ask for help when you're talking. You're asking for help when you're actively working out your soul salvation. So keep your unspoken thoughts and keep your religion, because God already knows. And you're not duking him or playing him. You are playing yourself out of position. Why? Because he values communication. And he values true communication. Your fake communication is a direct reflection that Christ is not in you. Therefore, there is no hope of glory. Because he can't be glorified in a lie.
Ooh!
The destroyer is here. I am the destroyer. You can put that on a t-shirt and send it to me. I am the destroyer. And why? Because I destroy myself first. This is why I don't walk around on a high horse. I destroy myself first. I'll be the first to tell you, if you can handle the truth, the mess I've been in and the mess I had to fight to get out of. Because of me, no man. So what if I was born in sin? At some point, when you get 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 20, you know the iniquity that you are repeating. No man have to point that out to you. You know it. And you remain in it. But I'm here to tell you. I'm here to sound the alarm. You are playing with Holy Ghost fire, calling yourself a Christian, and you are not working out your soul salvation. And you will be hewed down. Just like everything else he destroys. How dare you bring a lie before the king? Off with your head. How dare you bring a lie before the king? Do you not realize that when you say that you are a Christian, that you are ever present before a king? And not just any old king, the king of all kings, the one that we are about to celebrate on December 25th, the one you out here shopping about on Black Friday. No, because we keep bypassing the point, but I'm here to give you the point. And the point is, I am the destroyer. The next point is, the word must be approached as living power. That is my point. According to Job 28 and 24, for he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth under the whole heaven, under the whole heaven. So this is still, what am I dealing with? I'm dealing with breaking you out of the thought process that you can hide from God. That the lies that you tell are hidden. No, they're not hidden. They're ever before him. You are not escaping the sight of God. You are not out of the sight of God. And that in and of itself should begin to crack down on about 80% of the darkness. That's deliverance. 80% of the darkness is gone when you understand. I can't do that. I knew I was about to lie to you, but I can't. I'm going to tell you some truth, and this is the truth of the matter. Why? I know my God is watching me. Mm-hmm. Even if nobody else is watching me, God is watching me. And he is going to make a mark about how I presented him in this situation. I presented him in the, do you not know that your life is not your own? That when you say that you were bought by the blood, listen, that you don't belong to yourself, that you are presenting him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, come on. You're presenting him. Why are you so busy trying to say that this is what I think? This is why. Listen, if you around me, I'm going to tell you, I don't want to hear it. You're talking too much about nothing, and I don't care about it. Why? It has no impact or effect on what I'm going after, because I'm always going after Jesus. I'm always going after Jesus' results. And the problem is, you are not. The problem is, you're here, there, and everywhere. And you will not subject yourself to Jesus the Christ. Therefore, being in a relationship with someone who's submitted to Jesus the Christ is difficult. I'm gonna ruffle your feathers every time because I don't care. I don't care about man because man can't get me in. I care about producing what the Lord Jesus Christ has asked for me to produce. And if we are in this together and we're supposed to be doing it together, then I want to know, why aren't we on one accord? Come on here. Only the truth will set you free. Let this truth free you. Let this truth free you. Why do I say that? Listen. God is interested in himself. He's ever present watching for himself to be revealed in you. And anytime he puts something in your hands, it's not for you to shapeshift it into your thoughts. It's not for you to shapeshift it into your desire. It's for you to keep your ear to the ground, to the heavens, to eternity, to the word, and say, Lord, don't let me fail you. Lord, don't let me fail you. And how do I not allow myself to fail you? It's because I will not allow myself to fail myself, because I don't belong to me. I belong to you. But many of you don't think about yourself in that light. You still belong to the one that was what? Shaped in iniquity and born in sin. That's how you identify yourself. You don't walk as a new creature. You know that's how I look down. I got new hands and I look at my feet. I got new feet. Whatever. How good. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, it's talking about when it looked back at itself that these things are new. But what I want to know is, when you look in your soul, is your soul new? Because I could put on some jewelry. I could put on some nails and my hands look new. I could change my shoes and my feet gonna look new. I could put on a different outfit. I'm going to look new. I don't care about looking new. I want to know, are you becoming new? Mm-hmm. Are you being renewed in the spirit of your mind day by day, second by second, moment by moment? I give my testimony over and over again because I want you to have hope. I want you to understand I didn't just arrive here. But when God called me and I began to respond, he took me down to nothing. And many of you, when he takes you down to nothing, you so prideful that you build yourself back up. You can't come offline for Jesus Christ because you like to show off. You like to be the center of attention. So when he sits you down so he can build you up, you too busy. Nah, that can't be God. Nah, that ain't God. It is God. Because anything he builds, he shields. He not going to have you out there before your time so that you can get slayed on a battlefield. This is a battlefield. This is a war. Did I not tell you this? This is a war. You warring for your mind. You warring for your soul. You're warring for your spirit to be found in Christ. To no longer be found in your natural lineage. So why would he send you out before he knows that you're ready? You ready for the test? You're failing the small test. How you gonna win the war? You failing the small test and then calling yourself a failure, not a learner. You don't even have the right outlook. You can't even get the lesson from the failing. I didn't win that war. You don't even become more determined to win that war. Every time that same problem presents itself, you go running or you go responding to the same problem the same way. Oh, come on here. That's because you only look at the scripture as black words on white paper, not as a power source, not as a directory. Okay. We still on what? The word is powerful. Mm-hmm. This is how powerful the word is. According to Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you, thee in the belly, I knew thee. This shows God's knowledge of each and every one of us before we were even born. Why did he put this in scripture? You know how the prophets like, before we hear this at every installation. And you know what I be wondering? Okay, I ain't going there because I don't. Okay, let me stay on track. All right, what I want to say about this is God is so powerful, his word is so powerful that he said, what? Before I formed you, he's letting you know, but I formed you. There's another part of you that you must identify with. I marked that, and I marked you in your mother's belly. Before your mother's belly, I marked you. That's an eternal identity. Because when you come out of your mother's belly, you're going to be marked with your mother and your father's lineage, natural lineage. But right here, it says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. God knows me. You know how we like to sing, he knows my name. Why do you sing things like that and then treat them like a stranger? Mm-hmm. No, because we got to deal with the truth of the matter. See, we like these soulish highs. We like soulish highs. We only like things that make our souls feel good, like it doesn't need to be worked out. See, that makes you feel like you don't need to work anything out. But that same song is a double-edged sword. Let me tell you why. Because when you realize that the blood kept you through hell, and that he knew your name, and that the reason why you on that floor praying and crying is because he knew your name, then you no longer ignore him. You like, well, I need to know your name now. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. And I need to understand and work that power in my life so that I can clean myself up and be found without spot nor wrinkle. I just brought y'all all the way back around. I just brought y'all all the way back around. If you didn't have a reason before, then I need you to understand that, listen, it's nothing wrong with using that song in worship. The problem is when you use that song in vain in worship. When you sing, he knows my name, but you don't know his. You don't know his character. You don't, listen, you couldn't tell the difference between God and Jesus. You don't know the difference between God the Father and Jesus the Son. They all one, and they are in a sense, but they all do different things, have different powers, different responsibilities. You have no clue. Come on here, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Come up higher. Isaiah 46 and 9 through 10. That God declares from the beginning the things that are to come. From the beginning, the things that are to come. The things that are to come. I told y'all earlier, I'm just connecting this to the fact that what? He knows everything. That's the power source that we're working with. So he knows from the beginning to the end, to the things to come. He can help you. He can help you. He can help you. He can help you with future events. I'm living right now in a dispensation in my life that he's bringing up things from 15 years ago. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And many people will be sitting there like, oh, God talking to me and God showing me. I'm like, Lord, help me. Send me the help. Because he ain't stopping. And it's not that what he's saying to me is new, is that I am now in the event, the future event that he wanted me to produce it in. Come up higher. Come up higher. Because many of you would be overwhelmed right now. And I'm like, listen, I'm trying to get it done for the king. That's all I care about. I want to put on the record that Jesus Christ rules and reigns. I want to put on the record and give those who agree with the fact that Jesus Christ rules and reigns an opportunity to link up with others that believe that Jesus Christ rules and reigns, because many other people, listen, that's not what they're about. And I'm okay with that, because I'm only here for those who are here for Jesus. My job is secure in the kingdom. I don't need another promotion. I don't need a manly promotion to do my job in the kingdom. All right, y'all get that tomorrow. Why? Because I'm working out my soul salvation and my identity, my eternal identity, producing like my king. I'm not sitting up here wondering and talking about I'm sleepy, I'm tired, and I got to do this and I got to. No, I can do it all. Because he's, listen, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Listen, don't tell me I'm tired. I'm not tired. I'm excited. Why? Because Christ in you is alive. And when you have Christ in you alive, you're not sleepy. Why? Because life is running through you. Eternal electricity is running through you. Eternal electricity is fueling you. And you are walking in agreement. And because you want to produce for the King of all kings, he's going to keep you. I told you. He keeps and shields those who belong to him. 1 John 3:20 states that if our heart condemns us, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. So if we condemn ourselves, if we put our own selves down, do you not know, as long as you wake up and you have breath in your lungs, that God is still like, my seed is in you. My seed is in you. You still can do it. New mercies every day. But the problem is, many of you, listen, you don't even respect the fact that you are not self-aware. You're not aware of this. You're not aware that you don't operate in the mind of Christ. Oh, deliver us today. Deliver us today. Deliver us today. Deliver us today. Why do I say that? Because God's knowledge surpasses your own wisdom. And the fact that you don't have God's knowledge about you is a problem. You don't understand that you are the most powerful source on the face of the earth because Christ in you, the hope of glory, the blood of Jesus is working on your behalf and you are unaware. So you yourself, your heart is full of condemnation. And God can't convict you because you are full of condemnation. You're constantly condemning yourself when God is like, but my grace is sufficient. I mean, why aren't you working with my grace? I've graced you to grow. I've graced you to become aware. I've graced you to come out of darkness. I've graced you to grow up. I've graced you to mature. I've graced you to produce. I've graced, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. That's what scripture says. So even until you get the heart of flesh, do you not know? No, you don't. You don't believe it. You don't believe the word. The word is not a power source. If you would only just believe the word. God's comprehensive knowledge, listen, surpasses our own personal awareness of who we are, what we should be doing. But guess what? The Holy Spirit is always available to lead us into all truth. But I stand on this. You can't be led into all truth because it's all about you. With that being said, I'm going to end right here. There's so much more for me to teach you. But listen, I don't want to overwhelm you because this is a lot. But I do want you to re-listen and I want you to sit back down with this. Why? Because I need you to understand we are entering into the 12th month of the year. And in the month of December, you will be the destroyer of everything destructive in your life. I'm prophesying over each and every one of you that you will be the destroyer of everything that's destructive in your life. That in you, you're going to find your new created spirit and you're going to begin to walk according to your eternal identity. Because why? We are about to turn into 2026. You must enter with clear purpose. You must enter with clear identity. Why? Because, beloved, I desire for your soul to prosper as you prosper. How are we looking for prosperity in our income and not in our soul? It's the other way. I'm prophesying that we're going to have millionaires and trillionaires and billionaires birth. Just because you feel like you've passed your season doesn't mean God feels that way. I just said it. But I'm telling you, you got to put your hand to the plow and establish what God wants established in the earth. He's pouring his spirit out on all flesh. Why? Because he is going to show himself strong. Understand that you have a job to do. Why? Because the enemy wants to show himself strong. Listen, AI is going to turn. And the big AIs are supposed to turn to. God bless each and every one of you. If you don't know what I mean by the big AIs, then you got to go back and look at my teachings. You got to get in. Listen, if you want to know where God is going, I'm always going to let you know. It don't take, listen, we don't need a 20-page prophecy because you're not going to accomplish anything if your soul is broken. What do I need to give you a 50-page prophecy when you can't handle the weight? I'm trying to get your weight up. God bless each and every one of you. I'm Apostle Johnita Collins, and I will see you on Tuesday, on Tap In Tuesday. God bless you. Mm-hmm.